You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
Welcome to the Roman Podding Cast. I am your host, Robert Cast.
I'm Rob Wade.
Hey! What's going on here?
The world has gone topsy-turvy.
It has.
What giveth?
Yes, this is still the Roman Podding Cast. The namesake, well, part of the namesake of the podcast, Roman, he's under the weather, unfortunately.
Yes. It's doing the rounds.
It is doing rounds. We were just discussing before we started recording. Oh, for those not in the know, Rob Wade, our UK correspondent.
Hello.
Welcome. We're just hopping into conversation like you guys all know what's going on.
That's kind of how I roll, is just assume that everybody knows who I am.
Yes, but yeah, Roman, unfortunately, he's laid out, and we left it to the last minute to record our episode because we had the holidays. We had our greatest hits episode, volume 3, last week.
Thank you.
That's one of those things you have to gradually put together throughout the year.
Oh, yes. If you're not on top of it throughout the year, it's not happening.
That's right. Yeah. So basically here's a little behind the curtain. Basically, that little teaser clip I put out on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram every week, I keep those and it goes into a nice holiday episode. So
you're a clever boy.
Hey, I better be smart because I'm not getting by on my good looks and charm. That's for sure.
Oh, right? Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Okay, charm maybe, but
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so yeah, here we are. And for those not in the know, Rob Wade and I, we do a lot of stuff on the Star Wars end. I know
this is true.
I know Roman's going to be sitting on his couch from home, nerds. So, well, you know, hey, you don't show up for work, that's what you get. Yeah. Like.
Well, also, I'm the great enabler as well, because obviously, you know, the media empire behind the scenes is Roman Podcast is a big part of that now. You know.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
It's a syndicated partner.
We are. Yeah. We are. I mentioned at the end of the show, we are endorsed by Emotionally 14.
Yes, and
that's emotionally14.com, but for the numerical 14.
Yes. Not the letters.
No.
I still can't get that domain cheap enough to make it worthwhile. I'm still, every year I hover in and just like, have they given up yet? Because they're not going to get any money out of me beyond the basics, but have they accepted that yet? But
no.
Every year it's like, nah, not quite.
Well, that's where you have to wonder. I know somebody has at Robert Cast on Twitter, and I use my middle initials MM, so it's not Robert Cast. It's
oh, it's not.
No, it's my middle names are Michael Murray. So
yeah, my middle name is
No, you didn't. So yeah, but some guy's squatting on, and he hasn't used it in. Yeah, I don't need to gender assume, but it's Robert Cast. So, but anyway, this person hasn't used it in about a decade. But it's not mine.
No, there's not some little known Saskatchewan village called Robert Cast, is there?
Saskatchewan.
No, no.
Oh yeah, is that your drop in your Canadian?
yeah. Why not? Because you know. Well, I might as well every now and then. Otherwise, I would seem very unauthentic to the listeners, right?
Right. Well, of course, yeah. We have this Canadian thing going. And, you know, we've been accused of embellishing our aboots and poutines and whatnot. But, you know, whatever. It's
where we're... Oh, dude, no. I've had poutine. I can just embellish away. That stuff's gold.
It's fantastic, isn't it?
It's so good. I just can't get it anywhere here. And I try my best. And every time I get a little glimmer of hope, there's some place that's like, oh, this place does, but oh, it's good.
Yeah, it is.
And then I go back next time and they've shut.
Isn't there?
What the hell?
Now, I know England is a very large country and I'm not going to say, oh, you know that one restaurant there? Don't they have Canadian themed restaurants?
Yeah, they do. I don't know where they are in relation to where I am. So there may be one kind of somewhere. But if there is, I haven't figured it out yet.
Yeah, that's we get that a lot here in Canada because, as you know, our good friend Rob Williams from the Generation X Wing podcast, he's in like BC, the most western part of the country, and I might be just almost closer to you than I am to him.
Wow,
I'm not. That's an exaggeration, but I think we're like 5,600 kilometers apart, and Rob Williams and I are like 3,500. So it's, you know.
Yeah, I'm trying to think where you'd end up if you left from the UK and went from where I am, 5,600 kilometers. Probably hit, I mean, Iceland going north and then probably Portugal, maybe, or somewhere like that.
Oh, if I head south. Yeah, maybe the islands.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Australia.
But anyway, but this is not the geography podcast. This is the Roman podcast. Oh, so this is great. So
what the hell? Why am I here?
Look
at the fucking goalposts. Come on, man.
So I'd be remiss if we didn't mention you have a like-minded podcast.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. You know, it's everybody's kind of. I described, in fact, it's funny. I was recording a couple of weeks ago with Blake and Brad, who are obviously two very dear friends of mine. And anybody who's listened to the Emotionally 14 podcast will know both of them really well.
Right. Yep.
And we were talking about all the. There was periods of time where Blake was trying to figure out how to solve some puzzles. Now, Blake's a very smart dude.
Right.
You know, he's not by any means a dullard, but he was. Just, you know, he was kind of sitting there working quietly and trying to solve it and, you know, working it out very methodically. And that left a lot of otherwise dead air. Now, if it's complete silence, you can edit it out. But at the same time, it wasn't complete silence because every now and then you'd hear him kind of puzzle something out. So in the meantime, me and Brad just described the entire product catalog multiple times over. And I described the Roman podcast as a Canadian news-based crazy train. Because I feel like it's about right. It's the sentiment is there, certainly.
Yes, it is. And Crazy Train, and we'd be remiss if we didn't mention it is the Crazy Train podcast.
Yes.
And what's your motto? You're welcome to the Crazy Train.
Comedy podcast with no rails.
That's right. But what do you say if it's something?
Oh,
yes.
Oh, that.
Yes. What's your tagline?
So the tagline is, let me think, if that sounds up your street, then welcome aboard. We're glad to have you. If it doesn't, then feel free to jump off at the next station and stick a spoon up your ass and get to Fuck Island.
Yes. See?
But thank you for trying.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. That's basically your welcome to the show. It's one of those. Yeah. Oh, well. And again, Roman and I are very similar. We try not to get political or anything because then it's like, who wants to hear the rambled political ramblings of a couple of white dudes from Canada, like
now.
So we there's a lot of stuff that we pick up and like no we're gonna put that down, we're gonna leave that right where it is and just stick to our dick and fart jokes. So so today here we are. This is not we're recording on January 2nd. This is not going to be a headline show. We're gonna just curb it a little bit and we're gonna 2018. Now, again, we mentioned you and I work together a lot. You do run Talk Star Wars as well.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, you have
many
hats. Yes, you have a weekly show, Talk Star Wars. And what I do, I have what we call, if Talk Star Wars is like a planet, I'm like a little moon. I have the round table moon that's in satellite. It's under the umbrella.
I look at it this way. Emotionally 14 is like a star system.
Right.
And then Talk Star Wars is a big planet inside that star system, and then the round table is like you say, like a moon, or you know, it's kind of a small planetoid, like a dwarf, like Pluto.
Yeah, it wouldn't be. That's what I mean. It wouldn't exist if it wasn't for Talk Star Wars.
No, that's true, but at the same time, it is kind of sufficiently different to be its own thing in and of itself as well. You know what I mean?
Yes. I think it throws people off because we have a lot of what I do is we're part of the Star Wars Commonwealth, so I take different hosts from different shows from around our little Star Wars network, and we talk about Star Wars stuff. But a lot of times, people will tune in to talk Star Wars and hear a Canadian talking to an American talking to an Australian, and they're so used to you guys, you mean, because having those English docile tones.
Yes.
And then hear, hey, how about that Star Wars movie, eh?
I don't know about that.
So, either way, long story short, Rob and I, we are very familiar, in working terms,
we're very familiar with each other.
Yes, exactly. We realize there's a podcasting spectrum, and we're not going to get into that today, but
anyway, I'm definitely on the spectrum.
So here we go. We're just going to do a real quick catch up. Hey, 2018, that was a thing, right?
Yeah, I think that's a fair to say. It was definitely a thing. I mean, I don't, I've obviously I've been kind of jumped into this at the short notice. I'm not really sure how you, from what angle you want to hit this, but I mean, I could hit it from any old angle.
Well, just podcasting stuff. You took over Talk Star Wars.
I did, yes. And about the same time, I did some other. Basically, May was incredibly. I don't know why I did it to myself. In some ways, but at the same time, I do, if that makes sense. Like, obviously, I had some inside baseball knowledge that Mark was kind of. It seemed like he was at least, if not done, then yeah. You know, there was and things Mark, were going to change.
Mark was the former; he ran Talk Star Wars prior to
yes,
you.
Yes, and he was my, he was responsible for wrangling me and
yes,
making sure I didn't go off on too much of a tear. I could tell that if he wasn't done, things were going to change.
Yep.
And whether that was just scale back the output completely, that was talked about at one point, just go back to the, you know, weekly show and the roundtables and just stick with that. And because obviously up until that point, Mark had been doing a load of extra stuff and it was a ton of extra work and he burned himself out. Understandably, you know, considering how much extra stuff he did, that man was a machine.
Oh, yes.
And in some ways still is. And he decided he was done. And so I took that, you know, behind the scenes, we kind of started making arrangements to transfer of power.
Right. Yep.
And around the time I was sitting there thinking, do you know, this feels kind of slightly unfair on Emotionally 14, because obviously Emotionally 14 has been what I've been really focused on for the last 5 years.
Yep.
Well, it's coming up on 6 now, in fact. And I thought to myself, well, I should do something that's similarly, it might not be as much work, but something of similar significance.
Right.
Hence the Emotionally 14 Endorse Program. So that was born out of the same thing. I wanted to do something of significance. And I sat there thinking, well, what can I do? Because it wasn't as simple as, you know, I can't buy Emotionally 14 off myself. Because for one thing, I attach no monetary value to it.
Yes.
For, you know, reasons that should be apparent.
Yes. And you couldn't afford it.
No, well, yeah. Bitch, you couldn't afford me. but I... You know, I was sitting there thinking, well, one thing I've always wanted to do is kind of showcase podcasts and people and producers and everybody who I really like dealing with,
right.
Whether that's working with, because obviously you and I have podcasted together a couple of times before this. Kyle and I had done it before. Tim and I have never, we've spoken, but our podcast paths have never crossed.
No, and these are all people from our Star Wars neck of the woods.
Yes, so this is the Star Wars Commonwealth Network. Yeah. So Kyle at Tumbling Saber, Tim at the Nerd Room, yourself, and there was a couple of guys, Jay and Rich, the Wulong Talks podcast from the UK. And I've just become, you know, behind the scenes, I was friendly with these people, including yourself and Roman. And I thought to myself, that's something I can do. I can, and it actually is very little work for me as well, which is a definite plus. It was, you know, the output is staying the same. I don't have to get involved with, I'm not a micromanager when it comes to these, when it comes to output. Even the stuff that is published directly under Emotionally 14's banner, if somebody else is doing it, they get complete autonomy on how they do stuff. All I do is literally, I will give advice if they want it. And if they ask for it, I will happily give my point of view. But that's literally the limit of where I get involved. It's too much. It's more stress than it's worth to do anything else in that regard. So I thought, yeah, I'll do that and I'll release it around the same time. Rob, what the fuck was I thinking?
Yeah, because this is okay. Because and aside from, and I know people that are like, oh, what's all the Star Wars stuff? Like, where's the dick jokes? Well, I'll throw one out there later. But yeah, this is because we're so familiar with that area. Yeah. And then when you're talking about Emotionally 14, now you have this whole, and when you run it, basically, you endorse this show, the Roman Podcast, and it doesn't, for us, it's another output of going, oh, wow, here's another place that's endorsing and talking about our show. And you don't come up to us and say, you know, last week, guys, I don't know that you mean that talk about getting raped by a ghost pirate was.
Yeah, I wish you could. I'd be pleased if you guys could stick on brand when it comes to when it comes to ghost pirate rape. We do have a T-shirt for that, and I wish you'd mention it more.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, and it's so Emotionally 14 really, Roman Podcast really slips in there quite well. Pardon the pun. Yes, it does. Actually, we were talking.
I will pardon no such thing, sir. That was clearly played for.
Actually, we were, ironically, Roman and I were talking about one week about a dolphin off the coast of France that was raping people swimming around.
Yes.
And we, I produce the show. I edit it. I put it up on our publishing thing, and you haven't heard it yet. And then I was listening to the Crazy Train podcast, and then just in random conversation, you guys weren't talking about the same news. It wasn't like we were both talking about the same thing that happened. One of your co-hosts just mentioned, oh, dolphin rape. Like, it's like, what? Like, how does that even happen? Like, isn't that...
Well, this is the thing, isn't it? In a way, ours is so much worse because yours was at least in the context of a newspaper headline.
Yes.
Ours just... We just came to that organically.
Exactly.
Because it's, you know, in some... The thing about an improvised comedy show, which it, you know, which every episode is, the most we've ever done is like, oh, remind me when we're recording, remind me to tell this story,
right?
Because it's a really funny, because I think it's a really funny story. That's the limit of it. Nobody, right. Like, nobody's ever prepared bits that I'm aware of, certainly. Right. The thing with that is it can go so fucking south so fucking fast.
Yes.
And, you know, there are probably episodes, you know, I don't even need to say probably, there are episodes in the feed, if you go back far enough, where people drop stuff and you're just like, fuck.
But what was that about?
I feel like it's, you know, reflective of the journey. So I kind of, I've decided to just leave it in over time. And, you know, yeah, you could argue that I could have removed it, but at the same time, fuck off.
Yeah, exactly. But what got me was, how did you organically talk about the same thing we were talking about in this literally 2 days from release? Like, we had, I don't know, I guess there's a kindred spirit somewhere. There's a, I guess our kindred spirit is the raping dolphin.
Yeah, I think that's fair
to say. Is that our Patronus or something?
Yeah, like, it's like, oh God.
Our Harry Potter.
I don't want to watch that movie. Expecto Patronus. Wait, no, actually, I know how this is going. Expelliarmus.
Expelliarmus, yeah.
Yeah, because that's his go-to as well, isn't it? Part of the,
I think so.
I want to see a deleted scene in one of the movies where he just admits that he's never learned anything else
other than disarming the other.
Yeah, that's it. He's only ever learned how to disarm.
Yeah,
and that's it. And he can't do anything else. And he's just—they're just like, why don't you just use things like the Cruciatus? The what?
The what curse?
The what curse?
Yeah. Well, yeah, Harry Potter. What? Yeah, and Harry, that, you're right. I guess I've seen the movies. I have. You mean I have a kid that's 15 and was right. It was right, perfectly timed growing up.
Yeah. Oh yeah, but it's bang on for that era.
Exactly, and he literally does the same thing. It's like if we got together the Jam on guitar, and you're like, oh, Smoke on the Water. I'm like, no, let's play something else. No, let's play Smoke on the Water.
Freebird.
Freebird, yes, exactly. It's like, you play that song really well, but do you know any other songs? No.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. It's like, no, you're just, so okay, so you're not a good guitarist, you just play Freebird really, really well.
Yeah, exactly. Awesome. So, okay, so 2019, May was very heavy. What else? Do you have any, it just went by in such a blur. Like, there was nothing really that came up. Like, it was, 2018 was just, I don't know if it's going to stick out. Like, I know 2016, we lost a fuck ton of celebrities.
Yeah, we really did.
It was horrible. And 2017, 18, we had the regular, you mean, expected deaths.
Yeah, like the people you kind of, 2016 was way more, whoa. Oh, shit, that person?
Yeah, we had like Bowie, Glenn Frey, Carrie Fisher.
Yeah, exactly.
George Michael, like people that, yep. Prince, like, holy shit. Like,
yeah, Prince was, that was probably, I mean, Carrie obviously had some significance beyond like just being sad, but at the same time, Prince.
Yeah.
Man, that one hurt.
Unbelievable. But here we are. It's January 2nd.
Yes.
And across my newsfeed, we just lost Mean Gene Okerlund.
We did. It was a
WWE
shame.
Fame.
Yeah. He was also, like, by the sounds of it, quite the kind of, you know, the low-key entrepreneur as well.
Yes.
He had a chain of truck stop burger restaurants.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Mean Gene's Burgers, I think.
Yeah. So we'd be remiss. And also, too, across my newsfeed, just literally minutes ago, we lost Super Dave Osborne, Bob Epstein. He was, Rob's looking at me on Skype going, who? Well,
yeah, I'm not quite.
We had a show here in Canada called Bizarre, and they had a character with Super Dave. Okay. And he actually shows up on Curb Your Enthusiasm recently.
The name does vaguely ring a bell.
But any of our Canadian listeners will know exactly who Super Dave is. It's like one of those things that's like, if you're like, oh, you know Graham Norton, I'm like, who? Oh, that guy I saw a clip of? Oh,
well, you clearly do, yeah.
So, well, because like, you understand what I...
yeah. No, I get what you're saying. It's there's definitely people for whom it's a bigger deal than, you know, other yes. countries. Like, unless it's James Corden, in which case we don't give a fuck either.
No.
Perfect. I kid. I'm sure he's lovely. Perfect. I've just never been a fan.
Yeah. So here we are, and now we're sitting here, 2019. Things yes. to look forward to. Again, I'd be remiss. I believe you got a wedding coming up.
Yes. Yes, indeed. The poor girl.
The poor girl
has been successfully bamboozled into thinking I'm a viable prospect.
Literally for the rest of your life. So this is, I think, what is it coming up? October, right?
October. Yeah.
Yeah, and that should be. Are you planning anything? I tried to convince you to have a Canadian bachelor party, but I don't think that's yes. feasible. It's very expensive.
It is incredibly expensive.
Yes.
I was thinking about potentially Canada for the honeymoon, but Jen wants to go somewhere that's still hot in October, so that's pretty much Canada fucked for the whole year.
No, yeah, that's not here. Yeah, you yeah, might.
That ain't happening.
No. Yeah, no. And you're not gonna. It's well, be nothing sexier than a nice downed coat. I guess I don't know.
Well, you know, it depends on how many togs, and I don't know what I mean. Yeah. I don't understand. These are words I've heard. This yes. is my limit.
There you go. So yeah, so you're getting married. What do we got coming up 2019? Roman, we're going to try to do more of this. We're going to try to have more guests on. We're going to try to nice. Shake it up just to expand our brand. And just because we use this show, as you know, headlines is basically a vehicle to poke fun at stuff and make jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is nice. And that's why we've kind of hung on to that. So we're still, and this will, we'll be going into our third year. I don't know. I think we might hit, well, we'd be close to 200 episodes, maybe at the end of the year. It's one
yeah,
of those.
That sounds like you'd be creeping up on that.
Yeah, I think, and I also do, I want to pitch this to the Roman. I want to listen to our very first episode and do a commentary track and just kick the piss out of ourselves.
You don't get a lot of commentary tracks on podcasts.
No,
it's interesting.
For other podcasts, for your own podcast?
For your own show, especially. Yeah.
But that's what I mean. Once we hit, like, you mean, I know 150 is right around the corner, but once we hit yeah. another milestone, maybe it's like, yeah, let's listen to episode one. Mm. You know what I mean? And just how cringeworthy. Not that this is any just amazing piece of artwork as it is, but
well, you say that, but if you know, if people are listening to this in 1,000 years after civilization destroys itself yeah. and they rebuild it from the set, then I want you to know that we were all shirtless.
Yes, exactly. So here, it's yeah, centaurs. What we might do also, what people don't know is there is actually a hidden pilot episode of the Roman Podcast that nobody but I have heard.
Ooh.
There is. Now, what happened was, we've discussed it before. I'm play music. Do I call myself a musician? Yeah, I can. I used to play in bar bands in the 90s. Now I still know how to play. So I wouldn't yeah. call myself, I'm a musician, you know, hashtag musician's
life. I know what you mean. I was the same. So yeah. like bar bands and cover bands growing up, and then I probably still could play. It's been a while, but yeah. I wouldn't call myself a musician, but in the slightest stretch of the imagination.
Yeah. No, I got a piano in the house. I got a guitar in every room. Like, it's not one of those, but it's just one of those things. So when Roman and I first got together, we had this, people think we're funny. We'll do this podcast. And we're like, oh, okay, sure, why not? We'll record it. And then I had all the musical interfaces for the computer. So what I did, yep. I mixed the first episode like we were recording Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, so it was like this is, I don't know.
Oh, my God. Speaking of Bohemian Rhapsody, just as a quick aside, Jen was playing this app on my iPad yesterday. I don't know if you've seen it, Magic Piano. It's like it's basically like a Guitar Hero style yeah. game. You get told how many fingers you're going to need. Oh my.
Oh.
And you put your fingers on the screen in time to the music and like in the relative positions into the piano notes.
Right.
And she played Bohemian Rhapsody and she'd forgotten how long that fucking song is. And she's just, it's playing the solo. She's like, when does this end?
So you're getting carpal tunnel by playing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they condensed it as well, because I'm fairly sure they missed a verse out. So I'm sitting there like, I was singing along with it, and I just, Mama, ooh, hang on, what?
Wait,
that's not right.
So yeah, basically, there's an episode hidden somewhere where I have, the vocals are dripping wet, there's echo all over the place, it's horribly mixed, it's just, it's just a... I didn't realize, oh, just record dry vocals and put it out. Like, it's just so maybe that'll see the light of day sometime. Maybe
there's an early attempt at an Emotionally 14 podcast. I think, I don't know if it's still available online somewhere, but it was me and Brad recording over Skype without the luxury of any kind of call recording device.
Right.
So what it is my mic locally, and then a microphone pointed at the laptop keyboard where the speakers.
Of course.
Yeah, and you want to talk about wet. Brad sounds underwater.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I was annoyed about it at the time when somebody pointed that out, but they weren't wrong. I was, and that's probably why I was annoyed. But yeah, 2 years later, I went and redid it. And early days of Crazy Train was four of us sat around a built-in microphone on a webcam.
Wow.
And that was our recording. And now, and then we evolved to this microphone that I'm using now.
Right.
Still four of us, up to six in some cases. And then we evolved. Now we have, separate microphones, separate channels, all that stuff. Because I've, basically figured out what the fuck I'm doing on a basic level, which I hadn't done before. I very much kind of learned this stuff as I go along. And I went the longest time not trying to use a Mac.
Oh, and you're on a Mac now, aren't you?
I am now, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I started on a Mac, though. Right. Like, for me, and I hear people, using GarageBand and Audacity, and this is really, really behind the curtain for our listeners, but basically what you start on and what you learn on is what you always prefer, because trying to learn the other way is almost impossible.
Mm. Well, it's interesting you say that, because I've found myself in the last couple of weeks doing some bits on Audacity and going, why do people use GarageBand?
Yeah.
Like, Mac, I'm sitting there going, I can use Audacity fine. It does everything I need it to do on this Mac. It works the same as on Windows.
Right.
So, like, why the fuck am I using GarageBand? But then I realized that there's certain bits that are just way easier.
Yes.
It's sometimes you don't see those in the cold, fury of trying to get shit done.
Yeah. Yeah, but this episode, I think we can categorize this as a nice Emotionally 14 commercial. And a little behind, inside baseball as far as what's going on. So 2019, we're here. We've already lost two celebrities. Well, one here in Canada anyway, but so not off to a great start. Roman's sick. We don't, come on, 2019, turn it around.
Get your shit together.
Yes. But
come on.
This is something I wanted to discuss too, real quick.
Okay,
I'm a big proponent of, and Roman does this to piss me off, because whenever he goes to the gym, he posts it on Facebook, and he knows it irritates the shit out of me.
Yeah,
because we're both mid 40s, and a lot of my friends on Facebook are in our mid 40s, and they'll go on Facebook and they'll at the gym. I'm like, oh, really? You're at the gym. Oh, what else did you're supposed to get light daily exercise when you're in your mid 40s? What else did you do today? Did you feed your kids? Did you post that on Facebook too? I know, and Roman just loves it because he loves just teasing me. It's like
busting your chops. Yeah,
he does. But what I love this time of year, I don't love seeing him, but you've seen a lot of this new year, new me.
Oh, God,
shit that's going on. New year, new mirror. And what I thought, I was talking with my wife yesterday, and I was like, oh, isn't it funny? Can you imagine there's people, you know how Facebook reminds you of, oh, you know that post from last year that everybody loved?
Oh, well, man.
Can you imagine seeing last year's new year, new me post you made, and, oh, this is going to be good. And you look at your this year's new year, new me, and you're actually fatter. You know what I mean? So Facebook is actually rubbing in your face. Remember when you said you were going to improve? Here's a reminder. I mean,
the new you is coming in quite nicely.
Yeah, exactly. If this was your goal.
It's growing really well.
Yes. So basically
talking about duplication, right? When you said new me, you meant just growing gaining your body weight again so you could split in two.
Exactly. And again, I got nothing against, hey, if you're trying to improve yourself, fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
But don't set yourself up for failure. You know what's really awesome is if you started January 1st and you're going to do, quote unquote, new year, new me, and you drop 20 pounds and then people see you in March, like, holy shit, look at you. You look great. Post your accomplishments. Don't post what you're going to do, and then womp womp.
I've always been a proponent of, you know, by all means, kind of celebrate your successes, you know, project them out. But at the same time,
of course,
nobody really gives a shit about the bit you did to get there.
Yes.
Like, unless you've got some inside, you know, inside track that you, you know, I guess it's different if you're an investor or something. People are probably going to want to hear how you did that, because they're going to want to know if it's going to work for them.
Yeah, of course.
But I would be inclined to say, for 99% of gym goers, I know what they're doing.
Yeah, they're at the gym.
Probably cardio, possibly weights.
Yeah.
Maybe a class or two.
Yeah, sure. And I'm not discouraging turning your life around or getting healthy. I'm just, fuck off with patting yourself on the back before you've done anything is what's fucking stupid.
Exactly. Like, do some stuff and then go, hey, I did some stuff. How cool am I?
There was
a guy who did this actually. Somebody on Twitter popped up today. 365 days without a cigarette. I fucking did it.
It's fantastic. Like,
good for you, man. That's awesome.
Yeah.
But don't tell me I'm going to quit smoking. Go away and quit smoking and then tell me you did it.
Exactly. And again, yeah. Hey, I smoked for 23 years. I'm a former smoker.
Yeah.
And what I did when I quit, I didn't try to, I'm going to quit smoking. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to eat right. Just quit smoking.
No cigarettes. Bad cigarettes. Yes. No. No lung for you.
Yeah, exactly. Just quit smoking. Worry about, I gained a ton of weight. My eating habits were poor. My workout habits were worse. But anything to quit smoking. So, you know, and whatever struggle you're going through, we're not disparaging anything, but too many people put stuff out there, pat themselves on the back saying, again, this new year, new me. It's like you go to the gym today on January 2nd, it's jammed.
Yeah.
You
know,
and then you go there on the last week of January, it's crickets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the gyms love it because you sign up for it here.
Well, that's ultimately, I used to be a member of a gym, and I didn't do the whole photography thing. I would go do my workout, and then I would go, I just did a workout. This is what I did.
Yes.
At the end of it, just in case, you know, if people are interested, that's kind of.
Sure.
And also, because you can get things like social stuff out of it. Like somebody goes, oh, you go to that gym? I'll go with you next time.
Okay,
awesome.
Yeah.
You made a gym buddy. They can spot you or whatever, or whatever the kids say now.
Whatever the kids say.
Yeah. But I realized there was about a year where I didn't go, and I was like, this is costing me about £300 a year. I'm pretty sure I could find something else to waste this fucking money on.
Yeah, exactly.
I can do that myself. I don't need their help.
Yes. And again,
so I did. You know.
So more to the point, if you're trying to do whatever you're doing, we're 100% behind you. Even if you're trying to quit smoking, message me.
Especially.
Message me. How did you do it? Like, I'll be happy to talk somebody through or even just be an ear, because no matter what you're going through, everybody's trying to improve. But please, for fuck's sakes, don't pat yourself on the back before you've done anything. You're setting yourself up for failure, and we're going to be like, oh, hey, how's the gym? Oh, well, you know, it'd be, it's almost like if you and I, Rob, we went out and did a Christmas concert and did a quick 5-minute skit play thing. And then we finished and we did like hashtag actor's life. And then Roman be going, what the fuck, actor? Everything I put into my craft and you're going to call yourself an actor? It's like us going, oh, hashtag musician's life. What, you played 3 chords today? Fuck off. Stop it.
There's a difference between when we've talked in the past. I'm not sure if we've ever talked about it on the air, but even if we have, it doesn't really matter because it's relevant to the point I'm making. But I've talked in the past about, I've got ideas for other podcasts.
Yes.
But I haven't fleshed them out. Because if they don't come to anything, that's fine.
Yeah.
But ultimately, I haven't given anybody expectations of like, oh, well, you know what I'm going to do this year is like this show with, you know, it'd be cool. That's pretty much all I do is like, you know, it'd be cool, this. And that's my limit. And if I manage to do something with it, great. But I'm never going to sort of sit, I never put myself out there and say like, working on a new thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Because ultimately, if I'm not already... If I say I'm working on something new, there's a good chance I finished it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've got a cool thing to announce. Yeah, it's published. It's ready to go.
That's like when Roman and I, we put out our new logo just a couple months ago. And it was just to freshen things up and just give some people something new to look at.
Yeah.
But when I said, oh, coming soon, that logo was done and approved and rechecked and put through all the proper channels and agreed upon and sent back, redesigned. Like, it wasn't like, and then when I put out our logo, except I said Roman Podcast on the top, and then I put a big censor mark in the middle, and people thought that was the new logo. And I'm like, no, that's the teaser. It's coming out.
I realize the censorship thing, you know, the censor thing makes a lot of sense in a show with lots of fucks. But
yes, of course, yes.
Yeah. Incidentally, I admired your efforts to make the greatest hits family friendly by putting bleeps in. But when it sounds like Morse fucking code, that's sending you the same message anyway.
I know. And again, anybody that is not in the know, go to episode 144, Greatest Hits, Volume 3. It's our weekly teaser clips all mashed together, and
it's a really good episode.
But I censor it just because. And now here's a little behind inside baseball. If somebody's scrolling through Instagram and they see our teaser clip and it automatically plays, I don't want to start throwing F-bombs in somebody's face
who didn't
ask for it. Somebody downloads this show, it says explicit. They know what they're getting, but I'm not going to intentionally throw, you mean, a bunch of fucks and cocks in someone's face if they don't ask for it. Now, if they ask for it,
that is a good rule of thumb for us all.
That is, especially nowadays. You mean
no cocks to the face unless specifically asked for.
Exactly. Don't assume people want cocks in the face. So
that is a good That's a good rule of thumb. I think more people, to be honest, there'd be far fewer high profile lawsuits if people just followed that fucking advice more often.
2018 Seriously. Would have been way smoother if people had just. Anyway, ask permission. Anyway, so
cock to the face, cock to the face.
Yes,
like black pepper in a restaurant. Just cock to the face.
Oh yes, please. Say when.
Sorry. Yeah, that's. I'm fine. Thank you.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, my forehead's starting to smart.
Well, congratulations! I think we just found our teaser clip for episode 145. But anyway, so these teaser clips come out. They're offensive. And actually, we got asked there was another Facebook group here in Canada that was questioning our stuff. So I'm like, okay, whatever. I pulled everything. And I'm like, no, you're right. How dare I?
It's fair. Yeah. How dare you promote your podcast? How dare you, sir?
Exactly. So no,
good day.
Good day, sir. So yes, we believe me there. It's a learning process, but yeah. That episode, even though it's completely censored, is still explicit because it's the intent. It's, you know.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah. No, I can understand that. And it's commendable that you think about the impact of somebody who's just scrolling through and cocked to the face. You don't want that.
Exactly. Like, you don't want that. Well, maybe you do, but, you know.
Well. All I can say is if I put myself in their shoes, if I was walking down the street and cocked to the face, I'd be fucking livid.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. I'd be so cross.
Uninvited so cock to the face.
Yeah. It's just somebody's just like, ha-ha, cock to the face. what's it called? What's his fucking name? Errol Flynn in Robin Hood.
Just
kind of that joke. Ha-ha, cock to the face.
he takes cock from the rich and gives it to the poor.
Oh, man.
Jesus. Oh, boy.
Again, lawsuits.
Again, yes, exactly. Yeah. Wow. You know what? I think we're gonna wrap it up there. And again,
on that note,
Rob Wade, this is not the Roman podcast. This is a nice little placeholder and an awesome Emotionally 14 commercial. And I've said this before. Thank you very much for supporting the show, and we love everything you do. And also, too, on the side note with the Star Wars stuff, letting me play in your sandbox, Gigi, with being able, and I do my shows. I can actually get through an hour of podcasting without mentioning lube or cocks to the face.
Well, it's nice to know you can, isn't it?
It is.
It's something I learned fairly early on in Talk Star Wars History. I was sitting there going like, it can be done.
You can do it.
I always just figured I couldn't, but it turns out I just didn't want to.
And it's not for lack of opportunity when you're talking about Star Wars.
Back when we had After Dark Side, that was, you know, that was, if anything, that was the beast unleashed.
Exactly.
I just went, it was basically just talk Souls Crazy Train. I was just let go.
Larry, off, and then off
had,
the
and
chain.
And then we had Steve.
Were.
Yeah, and then we had Steve, and then yes. That just got, you know, some of those weeks got insane.
Yes. So, but anyway, again, I'd be remiss if I didn't thank you very much for letting me do all that stuff, and I love doing it. And
again, my pleasure.
It's really awesome. So, real quick, where can the good people find you?
Well, the best place is probably Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Rob Wade Vision, and you can also follow me via Emotionally 14 or at Talk Star Wars on Twitter and Instagram for those. There are Facebook pages for Talk Star Wars and for Emotionally 14. No plans currently to drop any of those or merge them into anything or anything like that. So it's all going to be there for the foreseeable. So, you know, say Rob Wade Vision, Emotionally 14 and Talk Star Wars, Twitter and Instagram are the best places.
Perfect. And I'm going to just do our little bit of housekeeping to finish up the show.
Do it.
Remember, if you want to find me, I am at RobertMMCast on Twitter. I am Cast1973 on Instagram. And if you want to find Roman, he is Roman Citizens on absolutely everything. And now today he cannot protest because he's on Roman Citizens on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, my favorite, Christian Grindr. Anywhere online you want to see Roman, you can find him at Roman Citizens. Don't forget about our website, RomanPodcast.com or .ca. You can get see all the good merch we have. It redirects you to our TeePublic store. You can get Roman Podcast on a mug, on a shirt, our new logo, our old logo.
I have the stickers.
You have the stickers.
Yes.
Yeah, you can get stickers. You can put us on your laptop. You can put us on a seat cushion, you know, if maybe for the wife. It has our nice cartoon faces on it. So, You know, it's, you know, I don't know. Maybe if you want to, I wouldn't recommend it for your wedding set coming up.
No, this is true. Well, we can put it on the list and see what happens.
We'll see what happens. So yeah, check out RomanPodcast.com or .ca for all that stuff. And of course, don't forget about our Tasty Nude campaign. If you have any tasty nudes you'd like to send Roman, send them to RomanPodcast@gmail.com. If you have any tasteful nudes, you can send them to me. Or, you know, I'll even pass them on to Rob Wade because you're going to be a married man. As long as you're tasteful.
Tasteful is the only way I can play now.
Yes, exactly. You would be, it's basically doing the listeners a favor by perusing tasteful nudes. And to RomanPodcast@gmail.com. Send your tasty or tasteful nudes there. And of course, do not forget about the networks we're on. EMC Podcast Network, the Tangible Network. And of course, as we talked about Lost today, endorsed by Emotionally 14. That's Emotionally14.com. And that's the numeric 14.
Digits, not letters.
So yes. Remember that. And of course, our...
I'll get both.
One day. Yeah, our review reach around. If you would like to give Roman, Rob, or Rob a review reach around, go to Apple Podcasts and give us a star rating or review. We call that the review reach around. So there we go. Rob Wade, thanks so much. Last minute jumping in here and doing the Roman Podcast. It's really awesome.
My pleasure, dude. Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
And of course, stay tuned next week. Roman and I will be back to our regular scheduled programming. Roman, get better. And we'll see you next time. Later.
What would you do with the powers of creation? Would you speak of triumph? Would you talk of joy? Or would yours be a chorus of rage? The Tangent Bound Network is seeking those with the powers of voice to join an international network of podcasters. Visit tangentboundnetwork.com and let your voice be heard.